Okay, you said that's Thursday?
Thursday.
This coming Thursday? Oh, next Thursday.
From 4 to 6 at the public service.
Okay, 21st, 4 to 6. Okay, public services.
Can we bring our pets? No, we cannot.
Oh, yeah.
I can just imagine the...
And it's Santa pictures, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. I love it. That's awesome.
We have a Santa there.
Oh! White hair and everything? Beard? I love it. Okay, let's see.
It's incredible.
Just check this.
You know, I'm gonna say something again. I'm gonna work on maybe policy, but I'm not. I'm part of an organization now where we represent, we are Washington State System. We're gonna be creating a journal.
My brother's right here.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Hello there. Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Living the dream. You got a Thanksgiving break coming up? Did they do that school-wide? For Thanksgiving? I was like, when is this a thing?
We're supposed to do conferences on Mondays and Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
But my students are going to do the conferences the week before because I'm going to Costa Rica.
Are you going to be there for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's to see my daughter.
Oh, no. Your daughter's there. What's she doing there?
Torchbearers International. So it's a Bible school.
Cool.
And it's like a where they do missions, but it like really cements their faith before you send them out.
So this is post high school, pre-college?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So she graduated last year?
She did graduate last year.
She didn't?
She did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's off doing this for how long?
She's there until December 7th. So we're going to be there, and then she's going to come back a week later.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long has she been gone?
She's been gone since August, so not long. Not too bad. And then she's going to Rwanda in, like, April.
How long?
She'll be there for 2 weeks because she's going to meet her compassion, like, person.
Cool.
Yeah, they're like friends.
Okay, I will keep it to myself. How are you doing? How are you doing? You hanging in there? You got a haircut. You're looking fresh. Your hair looks good.
Yeah, that's your seat. City administrator seat right there.
Hey, you know what? I went on a tour with the Bonnie Lake Water Department last week.
Hey, how you doing?
To our water. Do you know that?
Yeah, how's work?
You don't add fluoride to the water in Bonnie Lake.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. How about you?
We use mostly our own water.
Yeah, yeah.
So just a little bit gets mixed in with ours, but at least it's minimal.
Yeah, why?
It is. But it's a small percent,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting to kind of
yeah,
help you.
They're not adding more to it when it gets here.
As you know,
yeah.
Our family.
Yeah, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. My son.
I was happy to hear that.
Billy and Amy are like
04 and 09.
Personal trainers. They were just like all over. What you eat, what you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? So Teresa's the same way.
Okay.
Right?
Solidified it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. In and out over the years. So just keep tests and keep trying.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
You know, I'm not
good. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought to myself, to be expected.
So I laughed because I said when the doctor told her that, I'm like, Isn't everybody who's not diabetic pre-diabetic?
I was just glad to hear they weren't adding to it out here at least.
Well, I wish. I wish.
And yeah. She's like, no, that's a specific term for people.
It is.
In this,
it is. I agree.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks. So maybe here in the next few years, it'll be a. Maybe here in the next few years, it'll be a nationwide policy that they'll have to take all the fluoride out of the water.
It sounds like you got somebody else on your side.
Definitely. And it's changed from your past history. It's not like they've adjusted.
Well, I was gestational diabetic.
Oh, okay.
With maybe. That was it.
Okay. Because it's like sometimes they move those.
Yeah.
They move the bars.
Mm-hmm. Well, JFK Jr., that's thing on his
problem. Is
there's normal now. Right out of the water.
Why am I not normal
anymore? It's definitely a...
Okay.
Yeah. It's a for real.
You have to check.
Put it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, anyway, well...
I had to go from, you know, the old lady...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should. Yeah.
Good.
I need to talk to Chris.
No. Yeah. Figure out better things for our team. Thanks, Dan.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'm trying to think of who's bowl eligible right now and who's not.
We joined a whole new group.
You guys made that choice.
Yep.
Not our fault.
I wish that we would have stayed.
Me too.
I'm super sad about now.
It is a horseshoe shape, isn't it?
Yeah, they ruined a lot of those 100-something expeditions.
You are anyway.
Yeah, what if I say now? Okay, let's bring the City Council meeting for November 12, 2024 to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please? Oh, lost everybody.
Poof.
Wind. And there we go. It's supposed to be windy. Nice.
40-50 mile an hour wind.
Mayor Carter.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Here.
Councilmember Davis.
Present.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hubler.
Here.
Councilmember McClymans.
Here.
And Councilmember Rock.
Here.
All right. There are no agenda modifications. We have two public hearings tonight, Madam Clerk.
First public hearing is on Ordinance D24-104, setting the amount of the annual tax levy, providing for severability and corrections, and establishing an effective date.
Okay. I will now open the public hearing. This is your time to address the council on the item under public hearing only. You have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record when called upon. Do we have anybody? No? No, that's two. Okay. We'll now go on to our second public hearing. Do I need to close that one first? Okay, so that one is now closed. We'll move on to our second public hearing, Madam Clerk.
This hearing is on Resolution R24-67, adopting the 2024 to 2029 six-year transportation improvement program.
Okay. And is there anyone who would like to speak on that particular item? No. Okay. I'll now close that public hearing. And we'll go on to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council on city business. For those attending virtually, please click the raised hand icon at the top of your screen if you would like to address the council. Anyone with the raised hand icon or who called in your mics and cameras will be enabled. You will need to turn on your video microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to the virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes. State your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Steve McCoy. I'm at 16911 47th Street Court East. I don't live in the city, but I drink the water. So, Mr. Mayor, City Council members, and staff, over the past several weeks, I've been studying the Growth Management Act and the process you must endure to implement RCW 36.70A. It truly is a labyrinth of agencies and jurisdictions that you must navigate. There are some antithetical requirements in the plan.
That's nice.
What was that?
It was weird.
Heard from Quinn.
All right.
You're good.
So there are some antithetical requirements I find in the plan which conflict with maintaining the characteristics of Bonnie Lake and the surrounding communities. To point out the obvious, our communities consist of people, Homo sapiens attempting to make a living, find a home, raise a family, and generally search for a way to prosper in an unsafe world. The city cannot make the people safe, but the policies you adapt can help or hinder that goal. Two of the primary components in the Growth Management Act is to encourage urban growth and reduce sprawl. Sprawl is exactly what Bonnie Lake is and how it grew. Single-family homes on large lots or acreage with at least one car. And in my youth, some of those cars didn't run. These homes were typically homes under 1,500 square feet, single-story homes. And in my neighborhood, we didn't require forming a neighborhood watch group. I don't think my dad locked the doors on our home for the first 15 years of my life. People were proud of their homes and helped their neighbors. It was part of our values. The last time I spoke, I quoted RCW 28A.150.211, Common School Provisions. Why would the legislature pass a law regarding values to be taught in schools, and what does that have to do with the Growth Management Plan? Well, these values are what communities depend upon. If we don't teach these values in our schools, we cannot expect our communities to be a safe place for any of us to live. My suggestion is you to consider how you can incorporate protecting and propagating these values into the Growth Management Plan. As the RCW indicates, these values are the basis of society. Of course, if the schools are doing a poor job of it, it will make your job harder and our communities less safe. We should consider how we can encourage them in our community since we depend upon values like honesty and trust. In your planning, you must also consider how the urban growth plans and the plans for affordable housing will increase crime, increasing the demands on law enforcement and making the community, again, less safe. Crowded low-income housing, which the plan encourages, if not demands, seems to bring with it elements that are absent of the values we desire. Crime is up in our state. According to the U.S. News and World Report, Washington State property crime is among the highest in the nation, at 3,356 incidents per 100,000. That does not account for the many crimes that go unreported because we are simply not prosecuting them. We must have a safe community if we are to have a housing market in which people want to live. It begins with those values of honesty, integrity, and trust. It depends on having a community that operates under the rule of law. We are a community located near commerce hubs with seaports, trucking centers, and railroad hubs. But the bad news is Bonnie Lake will never be a seaport. The 410 corridor is expanding with business opportunities, but the Bonnie Lake community will always be dependent upon the economic opportunities outside of the city, which means we must work to ease traffic and not eliminate the means of transportation in which people depend to earn their living. I would encourage the council to work with the needs of the community and not against them. Help us maintain the civility in our community that we have come to appreciate. Help us maintain the pride in owning our homes on property where we have some independence. Don't enable those who do not live among us to build what doesn't belong here. Protect the homeowners, enable small businesses to compete and grow, take care of the roads, provide clean water to our homes. This is our home. The agencies don't live here. We do.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Council Mayor, I'm Dan Decker, past council member. I have 204 70th Street, Bonnie Lake, Washington. Chief Financial Officer. Oh, really? It's stated in the votive pamphlet, a particular council member is a chief financial officer, CFO. The council person may have high school education. No education was mentioned in the pamphlet. Just because a person can do a spreadsheet and their own taxes doesn't make them a chief financial officer. It takes more than undocumented noise to make a person a chief financial officer. The council person failed the five-prong test to be a chief financial officer, to become a true...
Remote. I think they're working on the sound.
Oh.
Having issues with sound?
To become a true chief financial officer, you need complete relevant education beyond high school, acquire industrial experience, pursue leadership opportunities, consider advanced education beyond high school, and a bachelor's degree. There's a master's degree program to be really looked at if you're going to be a chief financial officer. And earn professional certification. If this council person had any education other than high school, she would stick it in everyone's face right away. When filling out her required PD, Public Disclosure Commission forms to run for council, our alleged chief financial officer failed. The public disclosure fined our alleged chief financial officer under RCW 4217A700 violations where the alleged chief financial officer got to pay public disclosure a civil fine. This council person, the alleged council chief financial officer, caused a $3,000 plus debt to become over $8,000. Chief financial officer are responsible for more than bookkeeping and spending money on parks. I only mention this because the council person I refer to keeps telling everyone she's a chief financial officer when the record is otherwise. But this council person keeps telling everyone she's a chief financial officer. I heard she can do Bonnie Lake's chief financial's job better than anyone. I wonder if she really meant she can cause the city to go into Chapter 9 quicker than anyone else. Then again, no education is required to call yourself a chief financial officer. Also, no education is required to be stupid. Thank you very much, Council. I appreciate your moment.
Thank you. Do we need a few more minutes for technical difficulties?
No, it's okay now.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone else here that wants to speak? Okay.
My name is Ernie Gilmer. I live at 18608 73rd Street East here in Bonnie Lake. Mayor, Council, staff, it's good to see everyone again. I recently found myself over at the Voluntary Senior Center, and something came to my mind, and it's been cooking for a couple of months now, and I think this is probably the best place to bring that idea and see if maybe someone else here in the room thinks it's a good idea and can send off an inquiry or whatever's done to find out if other people think this is a good idea. But right now, at the old City Hall, we have a flagpole. And I'm wondering if it wouldn't be a good idea for preservation and the historical aspect to take that flagpole down, dig a hole over at the senior center, maybe on that patio there. There's utilities there, so I don't know how that works out. But move that flagpole over to the senior center to replace the one that they've got just sticking on the side of the building. Probably not a good idea to take it up and down. So I understand flag etiquette would require that it be lit 24 hours. You're nodding your heads. That's okay.
Yes.
My information was good. Maybe a light in the tree, a light on top of the roof at the senior center. I don't know. But it's been working around up here for some time. maybe even a plaque that says, hey, this is from the former City Hall, Public Works Building, all that. But anyway, that's why I'm here tonight. I just wanted to throw that out there. I have no idea. It would probably take, well, it's a lot more than just digging a hole and pouring a bag of concrete. I mean, it's got four bolts on it. Let's just take it off and move it over. So I'm sure that city's going to require a lot more planning than that. It may be that it's just not a good idea, although I don't see how that's possible. So anyway, that's why I'm here. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you for all you do, all of you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's that? Yeah. I'm sure Mr. Sullivan could look into that for us and as a process. Perfect. All right. I think everybody here has spoken. We'll now start those that are virtual. You have 5 minutes. State your name and address for the record, please. And I believe we have one person with their hand up.
The remote guest that has the hand up, if you would like to speak, you will have to unmute on your end, and then you can go ahead and please state your name and address for us.
Okay. I'm guessing maybe a wrong button or something. Okay. I don't see anybody else. Your hand up on there. The city will now disable all video microphones for those attending virtually. We have no correspondence, so next is committee reports. Finance Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We met this evening, 5 o'clock upstairs like usual. We approved our minutes. We personnel updated by Brian Sandler, Human Resource Manager. We had a couple notable issues there, of course. I think most of the council is probably aware that basically our prosecuting attorney and deputy city attorney have left the building.
Will be.
So, yeah, shortly, right? 11-3, isn't that one of them already?
One.
Yeah. So, the mayor has a plan, of course, to backfill part of that with contract labor right now, right? So, and then he'll bring forward his recommendations, or if need be, to the council for different things he wants to do in the future for that service. Also, we looked at an upcoming video ADA requirement. Nice for staff to bring that forward with lots of lead time there. In 2027 is what it looks like. There could be a possible requirement for all videos that we publish to have closed captioning on them to meet ADA requirements. That may be extraordinary cost at that point in time, so we suspect that the council would probably just opt to not release video, not publish video. We can still use our environment that we're doing. We just can't post them unless we want to meet the ADA requirements at that point in time. So that'll be a future kind of thing coming up. Generally, the committee was like, well, we're just not, the cost was extraordinary to have somebody do those for us. So also issue, of course, recreation update. Mr. Wells gave us a great overview on where rec is currently. I think the council's aware that they are probably going to be a little bit over their budget. So the council's going to have to, I don't know. Anyways, and then we moved on to credit card fees, and that, working with administration, there are several types of credit card fees available that is being used today, right? So if you do utility online today, you pay with your credit card, the utility, whatever the service is being, you know, is charging that credit card fee to allow the customer to do that. So if you're using like a credit card on your utilities, there's a fee on top of that that the city is paying. Most of the council's saying that my aware is that we want those fees to be charged by the user. So there's the utility fees are kind of a separate little entity that is going to take a lot of work to do, and we're kind of dealing with how to do that, and the recommendation will come forward on that in the future because that's involved with accounting changes to software and a bunch of things in there. However, there are some other fees such as permits and rentals and different things that the fee could be tacked on easily today. So unless the council objects, I think the mayor's going to look into whether or not he can do that sooner than later on those types of fees. Again, the utility thing is going to be a future recommendation, so not hearing objection on that. I think you'll find out from staff level what you want to do with that. That was our meeting this evening. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Community Development Committee, please.
All right. So the Community Development Committee canceled our November 5th meeting because we didn't have anything on the agenda. However, we did meet at 4:30 as the Joint Advisory Committee for the Water Waste Treatment Pretreatment Program. So our meeting was at 4:30. That's going to be our quarterly meeting that the CDC meets with Sumner Council as well as the directors from the Sumner Water Treatment Plant. We reviewed our minutes from previous meetings. We discussed future meetings on what the themes were going to be, would be year reviews, annual reports, budget, and then look ahead to the next year. So that is what we did this time. And then we discussed pretreatment program implementation dates, which will be sometime next year. The look ahead, the projects are for the water waste treatment facility projects, biosolids modernization, and security system updates. And then the next item was to create the dates that we would be meeting in 2025. So our first meeting in 2025 will be January 7th, which is a Tuesday, and we'll meet at 4:30. Then we will have our CDC meeting after. And then we had open discussion, and we adjourned our meeting.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, please.
Yes, hello everyone. We met upstairs today. Our next meeting is going to be December 10th at 3:45 on the second floor. East Pierce Fire and Rescue reported that they will be adopting their 2025 budget here coming up, also with the hopes that we will be occupying Station 111 in December, and then after that Lake Taps, and then after that Tahale. Their station in Prairie Ridge is being bid on right now. They are onboarding a second mechanic. Apparently there was one mechanic, and they've got another one. One of their reserve ladder trucks was struck by a vehicle and was considered to be totaled, and so apparently it takes 4 to 6 years to replace one. So anyway, luckily it was a reserve truck, but still, they're working on that. Then we had a report from the Bonnie Lake Police Department. Best thing that we talked about is they've been listening to a lot of the complaints from citizens in regards to speeding and just, you know, people just driving a certain way kind of all over the place. And because our staffing is at a normal level right now, starting in January, they're hoping to do some more traffic enforcement. And having designated traffic officers, like one per shift, as long as, you know, they're meeting minimums, to have somebody enforce that. So be looking out for that in January. The prosecutor mentioned that on November 18th at 2:30 p.m. is the next community court graduation, which everyone is welcome to attend. And then code enforcement gave us their quarterly report. They had 31 closed cases, 35 new cases. 135 cases are currently open. We have $38,000 in outstanding civil penalties currently. And we did just receive a $20,000 settlement from an illicit discharge case, which is where someone was illegally dumping sediment into a stormwater area. Let's see, emergency management, Ray Jean Creel had talked about that they recently did, I guess it was like a drill, where they did a continuity of government plan where they were working through scenarios and seeing maybe where they can identify some improvement or holes. And so that was really interesting. And then just putting this on your radar, because this is going to be coming up on an upcoming consent agenda, is with the courts, there's three cameras that were recently approved through a grant, and this is going to be installed for the security of jurors and staff during court proceedings, as well as meetings that occur downstairs. And actually, I didn't even know this, but when they're meeting, even with some of the community court people, they're just kind of meeting out here. So anyway, we're just looking for some more eyeballs on them. Not eyeballs, but really cameras, but using those. The cameras will cost approximately $35 more than the award, and yes, just $35 above that. And there is going to be a $33 per month charge for maintenance of it, which will come out of the facilities budget, which Jason Sullivan has already looked into that, and it's looking pretty good. So the cameras record no audio. It's just video. And so, yeah, this is going to be coming up. One of the cameras is going to be right outside here where this kind of juror room is, but it's on the outside. And then there's a couple kind of in there where their offices are at when they're working with people and things like that. So, yeah, that was all.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have any other reports?
Yeah, I have one for CFF.
Councilmember Fullerton.
So I did attend the Communities for Families meeting on Thursday, November 7th at 3 p.m. The upcoming events for the community services are the Community Big Give. That's going to be Saturday, November 23rd. There are volunteer opportunities to deliver meals to about 1,500 families. They've got about 20 volunteer spots available for delivering those. So you would go to communitybiggive.com/volunteer. And then the next meeting for CFF is going to be Thursday, December 5th from 3 to 4:30. That is usually at the YMCA, or you can go virtually. Also, they have the Eli Hill High School program is going to be having a youth forum, which we attended last month, but this is going to be for the Eli Hill. And that's going to be December 6th, and the time is going to be determined. They'll let us know through email. Prairie Ridge Community Coalition is looking for volunteers to help with their holiday fair. This is a true holiday fair. It is not just Christmas. It's going to have all the different religions that are within our communities, all the different beliefs, and they will have a Santa there. They're going to be doing arts and crafts. The library will be there to give away books, and they will have food and fun. They are looking for people who know how to work a popcorn maker, but I think it's an old-fashioned one, like the bucket that it pops into and you flip it upside down, not like the ones that you get at the schools. Anyway, so that is going to be December 8th from 1:30 to 4:30 for the volunteers, and they'll open the doors at 2. High school, Sumner High School is having their community dinner, which is going to be Saturday, December 14th from noon to 2. And then there are also volunteer opportunities for Toys for Kids program. I didn't get any contact information, so you're going to have to contact the school counselor. That is going to start on December 14th. So if you want to volunteer for any of those opportunities for the Toys for Kids, then you'll have to contact the high school counselor. And that was, then the meeting was adjourned.
Great, thank you. Any other reports? Okay. Now we have the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of adopting the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. We have no full council issues, no executive sessions, so seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Oh, that was... Thank you.